With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The House has pushed a $95 billion national security aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan closer to passage. A key procedural vote gained approval Friday to move ahead with the bill. House Speaker Mike Johnson said the aid package is the product of a divided government.
This is the best possible product that we can get under these circumstances to take care of these really important obligations. And so we look forward to the vote tomorrow. We look forward to every member voting their conscience and their desire. And that is exactly how this process is supposed to work and how the House is supposed to operate. So we're happy to provide.
Also at SRNNews.com, Iran's foreign minister is dismissing Israel's recent airstrike on the country. Early Friday morning, Israel launched an airstrike towards Iran aimed near a major airbase and nuclear site. The Iranian foreign minister made the strike out to be inconsequential. Cliff May with the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy says there's a fundamental flaw with the president's approach to foreign aggression, and it's exposed every time he says the U.S. doesn't want to escalate tensions.
There is a real problem with the U.S. and really with the West in general of not wanting to win wars, of not thinking war should be won, of not using words like victory for us or defeat for our enemies.
May was interviewed this week by Salem Radio Network. Lawmakers are considering a proposal to establish a Stand Your Ground law in New Jersey. The bill would expand the use of force when acting in self-defense, meaning one does not have to run away from an assailant. The Republican-backed proposal is expected to fail in the Democrat-controlled legislature. New York police say the man who set himself on fire outside the courthouse is in critical condition. Some first responders were hurt trying to douse the flames, but will be okay. NYPD chief of police said the man drove from Florida to New York City this week. This is SRN News. What's the leading cause of death in the U.S.?
It might be abortion. Officially, heart disease kills more Americans than anything else, about 696,000 at last check. But there were over 625,000 abortions in this country at the same time, and four states don't report their numbers. In fact, the pro-abortion Guttmacher Institute puts the total at more like 900,000. Even at 625,000, abortion would surpass cancer as the second leading cause of death in this country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in the Arizona Senate clear a path to bring a proposed repeal of the state's near total ban on abortions to a vote. But in the House, Republicans blocked efforts to undo the long dormant statute. The state's near total ban permits abortions only for saving the woman's life and provides no exceptions for rape or incest, carries a sentence of 2 to 5 years in prison for doctors or anyone else who assists. This is SRN News. The Olympic flame is spending the night at the ancient Acropolis in Athens.
During a lull in heavy rain, a torchbearer lit a cauldron in front of the 2,500-year-old Parthenon Temple on the citadel that dominates the Athens skyline. The flame will stay there until the champagne-colored torch travels to the ancient Greek religious center, Delphi. The flame will be delivered to French officials next Friday at the renovated ancient marble stadium where the first modern games were held in 1896. Then at Athens Port of Piraeus, the flame will then board a three-masted French sailing ship built that same year and is expected to arrive in France on May 8th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The puck drops on the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs this weekend. Saturday, the New York Islanders will begin their series against the Carolina Hurricanes in Raleigh. Toronto Maple Leafs will travel to Boston for Game 1 against the Bruins. More details at SRNNews.com.